This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yo, Jeff, as per my email, I'm going to leave this intro in because your Venmo hasn't gone through yet, so I'll just wait on that before sending you the final. Diss tracks aren't free, man.
Nice.
Fuck Amir Blumenfeld and fuck that dumbass Jake. Better chew on the thoughts of the HeadGum Podcast fate. How the number one best show that rocks the leader get canceled by a duo of ass and nut eaters. This whole show is a turdy. Y'all done Jeffrey James dirty. While this mic gets all Midas, I'm tired of hearing your word street. How you judging this man like everything's wrong? Y'all can barely make your own theme song. Like, whoa. And it's true. If I were you. Yeah. For real, Jeff, though, please do send me that money. That's fucked up. I keep getting the requests, but then it says that they're, like, canceled, like, your account's suspended or something. So just... In fact, if you guys hear this, maybe you can...
Yeah, outro.
What?
That was a diss track.
It was a diss track, but it was a diss track for hire, I think. I don't know if that person meant any of that.
Yeah, well...
It sounds like they were paid off by Jeff.
Jeff gave him talking points.
Right.
And he sort of hit the main beats, which is that you're an ass eater, I'm a nut eater, mm-hmm. and the HeadGum Podcast is here to stay.
There's nothing wrong with being an ass eater, by the way.
Yeah, I think he meant it in an insulting way, too. Also, yeah. Nut eater is fine, too.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, right. I'll have almonds from time to time. There's no big issue.
And I'll do analingus on a stranger.
Yeah. I had cashews yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
And I'm totally into rimming.
Yeah.
That's not, like, insulting to me.
I'll have pistachios.
Yeah. I'll stick my tongue in an asshole. That's right. Yeah.
There's nothing bad with that.
Yeah, that felt... It felt
loaded.
Wrong. It was awful. It was mean. It was rude. It was hurtful. It was spiteful.
I call that theme song Herbie because it was fully loaded with all these references.
What?
Yeah. That theme song was so
Speaking
Herbie.
Speaking of references, that was a bad one. That
Herbie?
Herbie fully loaded.
Yeah.
I guess like a 2002 Lindsay Lohan movie or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
That was actually, he wrote our theme song last week called, and his name was Kevin Ramberman, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Ramberin.
Ramberin.
Yeah. He's part of a comedy duo segment show of sorts.
That's right.
So thank you, Kevin, again.
Definitely.
But not for that one.
That didn't feel good. But I do like the idea of having beef with the HeadGum Podcast.
But we're on that one, too.
I'm not really on that one.
I see.
Jeff usually texts me day of, says, can you do the HeadGum Podcast today at 3? No worries if not.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work for my schedule.
You have everything on lock at least 2 days in advance.
Yeah, at least. I mean, like the calendar these days, it's stacked.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really like, oh, random free hour.
No.
I don't have that.
No. We're in the New York studio, we should
say. Oh, yeah. That's
so if you're watching on YouTube, you'll notice we're in a different room this time.
I'm in a similar room. But
yeah.
You're here with me.
For the first time ever, we're together in New York.
For the first time ever, we are together in this room,
mm-hmm.
on this sofa, on this chair.
The cameras here light up like when one is the main one. That's a new thing. That doesn't happen in LA.
Doesn't happen in LA?
Yeah. Emma, what does it mean that two is lit and then one was lit earlier?
That two is the one that I'm watching.
Oh, interesting. That's like the main one that's being edited into the feed right now.
That's cool.
Precisely.
So, Emma, you're sort of live editing this And then Grim will go in and tinker if necessary.
I'm not really doing a live edit. Grim's got a lot of work on his hands.
All right, John, if you're listening, you're kind of fucked.
We're going to be changing positions a bunch too.
Yeah. In and out. I'm going to be talking wandering to that microphone. Yeah.
I'm going to try to hide for the second half of the show.
That's
You'll
good.
Have to find me. Like, where's Waldo?
I'm curious to see how the episode where Ben calls in and he like FaceTimes. Remember that one?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Seemed like a,
yeah. He FaceTimed you, then
nightmare.
He phone called me.
Yeah.
That seems like it'll be a tough edit.
All right.
For sure.
This is easier. This is a lot easier than remote recording.
It's true.
I feel dry in New York City. Like, everything is like kind of cold and frigid and drier here.
I can see that.
Yeah. Do you moisturize in New York?
Yeah, I have a new skincare routine, actually.
I was going to say, can you drop your skincare routine, King?
Yeah, I would love to. So every night I wash my face with a gentle rinse, like a cleanser for sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Then I do a serum.
A serum, which is like an oil-based liquid, almost like a serum or like an oil.
Put it
or
in my hand like a little eyedropper. It feel it has the consistency of like glue before it dries. And I rub that on my face.
Okay.
Then I'll do some lotion.
Yeah.
A moisturizer.
This is after the serum.
After the serum, so it goes wash, serum lotion. And then I do a derma roller, which is little pinpricks all over my face.
It's almost like they call it a vampire facial. Mm-hmm.
I do a cold plunge outside.
This is after?
After the, I go into a hyperbaric chamber.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But this is before you fall asleep.
Yes.
Do you sleep?
No, I don't need to sleep because I
have
skin care.
Yeah.
I put 1,000 tiny little seeds on my face, little poppy seeds.
Almost
and I
like
have
poppies.
And I have a parakeet peck them off.
And then every one is like kind of like a little micro dermabrasion.
Exactly.
Style.
And then I have a humming. Then I put kind of like a honey on my face.
Yeah, and the hummingbird
and
feed.
And the hummingbird feeds off my face.
Yeah, and then you go to bed. Or
I don't need to go to bed. I don't need to sleep because I have spent the time in the hyperbaric chamber and the cold plunge. I do a steam. I do a sauna.
A wet heat and a dry heat.
Yeah.
This is before you even wake up.
And then I masturbate on an inversion board.
Which is what?
Which is what you have your feet in the air, my head, you know, you're upside down.
Yeah.
But you're masturbating. And then, forgive me for being crass, but the ejaculate.
You already are.
The semen.
I can tell what you're going to say, but yeah.
That
the,
it'll
the
hit my face
falls
like a serum.
Your face. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's the, we're
then
back
there's
to
a
the
badger.
Original.
Who will eat that?
So far, it involves three things that animals are eating off your head.
Yes.
One of them is your own.
Two facials.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks great.
Thank you.
I was
just covered in warts.
Covered in warts and cum.
I don't need to shower anymore.
You do.
It's mostly a bird-based cleansing paste. That I do. A bird-based paste.
That you do.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Kevin was writing that down for the next diss track. But it is exciting to be back in NYC.
Yeah.
This has
been
a while.
Been here in, it's a year at least, right? It was November 2021 that we were here last for the
our
last show.
Live show. Yeah. Which I think was pre this studio.
Yes. It was, we had the office, but the studio was in the midst of being built.
Holy
so we could,
shit.
We didn't shoot anything last time you were here.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I think we were even still in the old New York office, right? Or the old Brooklyn office.
Yes. We were back in Williamsburg.
Wow.
But now we're here now. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us.
That's true.
What better way to kick off New York City than by trying to answer as many questions as humanly possible? We got the lightning round episode.
That's correct.
So we have questions just flying in from the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
I can get us started if you want to look while.
Yeah, please.
While we do that. These are questions just flung at us.
Via Twitter.
On our Twitter.
Which is at Jake and Amir.
Yeah.
Great get, by the way.
Which we secured fairly early on. I should say that's also for sale. You know how I'm trying to sell my Instagram?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sell Jake and Amir as well on the side.
I feel like I should get a piece of that.
It's sort of, I'm doing like a wholesale garage style estate sale for all my socials.
Things aren't going well for you.
No. And if anybody wants facebook.com/Amir.Blumenfeld. Yeah. That's yours too.
The crypto bubble bursting
was in my face
for your 401k.
My 401k
is 401 not okay.
That's really good. If you were to change one thing about the Jake and Amir series, what would it be?
Should have never ended. Never ended. We should have done the whole finale, come back the next week strong.
I just am constipated the next week. We don't address the fact that the series ended. That way, when we brought it back, it wouldn't have been like this weird thing. Where have they been for the last 5 years?
What would you change?
I don't know. I felt like it was good at the time. I mean, certain episodes weren't good.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they led us to where we needed to go.
Yeah. When we concluded, I felt very good, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's been fun to write new ones, too. We're also shooting new ones this week.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it felt good to end it when we did, and yeah, it feels good to bring it back when we are, because now we own the IP again.
Right. And we can do literally anything we want. We can say, like, I mean, you're a Spider-Man, and then we own that IP, too. Because
I think we would get sued for that.
I see.
Yeah. Jake and Amir is not part of, like, the DC. You can't just, like, make it. Spider-Man.
I see. Yeah. I thought, like, since we own the Jake and Amir thing, we could be like, Jake and Amir, visit Disney World, and then we
and now Jake plays for the Yankees.
Right.
And now we get a piece of ticket sales moving forward. These are all get-rich-quick schemes.
We sort of envelop other intellectual property into these rights.
I think that's not gonna work, but
I
like
entirely
the
how it works.
I'm trying to think if I would change anything about the series. Maybe I would have tried to write the pilot differently.
Right, the television show attempt.
Yeah.
Which we only got one of.
We only got one of. But at the same time, we had to do what the network wanted.
Which is, what notes did they give us that you thought weren't great?
The big one that we got from them, and literally from everybody that we pitched it to, was like, Why does Jake even put up with Amir? Why does Jake like Amir? We have to see why they like are friends.
Yeah.
So we would always like need to like put in the pilot like, all right, Amir, you're my best friend, but you're really ticking me off, or something like lame like that.
Some expository writing.
Yeah. And I kind of wish that the answer to the question was just like, Jake hates Amir.
Yeah.
They like don't. Amir's obsessed with him. Mm-hmm. Jake hates it. They don't need to like each other. They have to sit across from each other at work.
Right.
But everybody was like, well, we need to see some kind of like friendship.
Right. Them. Otherwise, audiences will be confused.
Yeah. I think that a lot of the time, network people think that audiences will be confused, and audiences actually won't be confused.
Interesting.
Like the most popular show of a year or two ago just being Squid Game after Ted Lasso.
Uh-huh.
I think that audiences continually prove that they like different shit, and you should just make whatever you want.
Right. Or is it like maybe the audiences that watched True TV were expecting something, whereas on other networks they're
those people watch like Impractical Jokers, and I don't think those shows are like necessarily about like, you know, the Impractical Jokers week to week aren't like, this is why we're best friends. It's just you see them laughing and having a good time, and even though they're fucking with each other, you're like, they're friends. I've never seen the show, but that's what I assume.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. They also wanted us to add, you know, other characters to, you know, put out, like blow out the universe.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just me and Jake. It was like me and Jake plus five others that were trying to scramble to put together.
Great performers, but I don't know if we gave them enough to work with.
Yeah.
It's hard to just write. It's hard to like do Jake and Amir characters for 10 years and then be like, all right, who are their coworkers? And I was like, well, it was Pat and Sarah, but
they didn't really have anything in the series
either. We'll come up with other people, I guess. Yeah, we just like randomly, we threw interns in the videos sometimes. Yeah. But yeah.
That's why White Lotus is so impressive, because like every year Mike White comes up with like 17 clearly defined new characters.
Yeah, definitely.
So an easy way for us to do that is to just like steal characters from other shows that we like.
Right.
What if Don Draper was here, and then he's also hanging out with Grandpa Simpson, and he works at HeadGum too? And
see, well, I think what Mike White does really well, and like what a lot of shows with characters that I love do, is they give every single character, even if they're just like seemingly a peripheral character, like a really interesting flaw.
Yeah,
which is not something we did in Jake and Amir. It's just like, oh, this is like this character's quirk, and that's it.
Yeah, he's old.
Like, right. This person's nice, but he's old. This person's nice, but he's
a nerd.
Yeah. And it was just like, everyone's nice, but they're this weird little thing.
Yeah.
And you're weird. So it kind of is just like, okay, so everybody's weird? Yeah. We should have made Rick Fox nice, but he's actually a murderer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah. The cast itself was all went on to do bigger and better things. So we were good at casting.
Yeah, that's true.
Not so much the writing part.
Yeah. So I think if we could change anything about the series, it would have been writing the pilot better,
mm-hmm.
sticking to our guns and knowing what was funny.
That's good.
But also then it still wouldn't have gotten made, but maybe we would have felt a little bit better.
Yeah, that way we could have leaked it, because now people are like, post the pilot online. Yeah. And we're like, we can't. When we probably can, we would just be a little embarrassed/ ashamed.
What ended up happening is that we watered it down to the point where we thought True TV should like it,
and then they didn't. Yeah. So.
Instead
it was
of just
a
lose-lose.
Lose.
So we didn't like it and neither did they.
Yeah.
Instead of we loved it and they didn't, that would have been an easier pill to swallow, I think.
Oh, wait. I should say who that question came from.
Okay.
But I won't.
I love that. Let's
go. Oh, sorry. Tony Montoya.
All right, T. Thank you. Conrado B. says, as a fan from Brazil, how much are you guys aware of your international fan base?
I just thought all our fans were in Toronto and America.
Yeah. I assume that you're either in, let's say, Boston or Seattle.
Yeah. So we're not very aware of our international fan base.
I mean, we've toured internationally a little bit. We went to, but only in English-speaking countries.
Australia, England.
Australia, Canada. England, Canada, Ireland.
Actually, two ladies recognized me at this coffee shop down the street here.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, this never happens in LA for whatever reason. It's more of a New York thing.
It definitely happens to me more in New York.
Yeah.
And
I guess you just see more people in New York.
That's true. But also, I think we were like based in New York for a long time. Also, LA, not that we're famous, but I think people in LA are used to seeing people that they recognize on the street more. But I also think it's kind of interesting because our fans now are getting older and they're entering the workforce. And I feel like I come into contact with them more. It's like guys that work at my climbing gym will like tell me that they like my old videos.
Right. Cause they used to be 17 and now
they're
26.
And I wouldn't run into them in the wild.
Yeah.
But now I do.
Yeah. All of our high school fans have come home to roost.
Dude, I don't like that.
What's that?
I didn't like that. It felt creepy. Even if you didn't mean it like that. But you did.
And you come on your own face. So you're the arbiter of what's
that
creepy.
That was 10 minutes ago. I've shifted gears.
Richard.
We also did a show in Amsterdam, but we've never done a show in like South America. And I do every once in a while hear that we have fans in Brazil, and it's a very populous country.
I would love to do a show in Buenos Aires.
Why not?
Yes.
We're
Even
never
if nobody
gonna do,
goes.
We're never going to do another show in Boise.
No.
You know?
That's
I'm not
over.
Going back
no.
to
St.
Denver.
Louis.
No,
yeah,
Denver. It's not happening.
Not for us. Not like that.
But I'll go to Buenos Aires.
Of course.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Santiago, Chile.
Let's try that.
Ecuador.
Even if we sell 9 tickets and we lose a lot of cash, we'll have the experience.
Yes, Catalan. We can go to Barca. We can go to Porto.
We can go to Ibiza.
My tongue is fucking swelling. We can go to
Dallas.
The ladies
at the coffee shops poisoned you.
We can go to San Diego or San Francisco.
Seattle. What's happening to me?
All right, let's take a break. Thanks to some sponsors. Come back and answer more questions.
Okay.
New York City style.
Nice.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Your unsolicited advice was sort of dropped earlier as the skincare routine.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a wash for sensitive skin,
yeah.
Serum, mm-hmm. Lotion, derma rolling, have a bird peck at your face with the seeds, have a hummingbird peck at your face.
Yeah.
I think I said cold press, cold plunge, steam, sauna, hang upside down, jerk off on your own face, badger eats the semen off your face.
I think that was everything, yeah.
All right.
It was like a memory game. Post Molon asks,
okay,
what's your favorite Simpsons side character? Talking about side characters from our universe / White Lotus / yeah. Now the Simpsons.
I feel like when I, the last time I really like gave a shit about, I mean, I think Simpsons is great, but I feel like I remember when like they made like these Simpsons action figures when I was in like 10th grade or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was really into it. And the ones that I wanted the most were Lenny and Carl.
Oh yeah, those are good ones.
I thought they were like the funniest.
I think
Lenny is one of my favorites.
Lenny is good because yeah. He's sort of semi-homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just always around.
Yeah, eating beans. I'm a Milhouse man.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm a thrill ho man. You could take me with your baked beans guy. I'm a Milhouse man.
Also, Ralph Wiggum, pretty good.
There's like literally hundreds of Simpsons side characters at this point.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane how much they've grown that.
It's really true.
It's probably the most impressive part of the show.
Yeah.
John Garcia asks, what's the best just because gift for a significant other?
Hmm.
I replied to this one with gulp because...
Mm-hmm.
I realize I don't do a lot of just because gifts.
Well, you have different love languages.
Yeah.
Everyone, like my love language is acts of service.
Yours is going to the gym.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the love language of, that's an act of service for my body.
Exactly.
Yes.
Your love language is going to Chipotle and then being like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot I was going to get you chips, babe. But at this point, it's so late in the game that, yeah, you don't want me to go back out.
My love language is going to Chipotle, turning my phone off, coming home, saying, I didn't get you anything. My phone died and I, yeah, couldn't get your order.
And then, yeah, Jill's been making lasagna and be like, that looks so good, babe. And, yeah, you sort of kiss near her head, but walk past her and you go to the fucking upside down machine you have and start cranking it.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't kiss my wife and I jerk off. What, on my own face or something?
Yeah, that's what you said.
What about flowers?
Flowers is great.
Flowers is nice because it's a gift for the whole house. You're creating a nice environment at home.
It brightens up the room, mm, and it creates a new sort of thing you can see slash have and enjoy.
And they will also die and they'll be thrown away. So it's not like getting someone's stuff all the time.
Yes,
which
exactly.
I don't like to do.
It's a ticking time flower of sorts.
Yeah, yeah. But I have gotten, for a long time, I was like more shy about buying gifts because I was like, well, you know, I don't know what the right, I'm not going to buy like Jill a shirt because I don't know if she'll like it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I just buy her stuff all the time. And I'm like, if she doesn't like it, she'll return it for something else.
Interesting.
And then the gift is the...
The gift becomes a gift certificate.
Yeah, everything is a gift certificate this day and age.
That's really cool.
But I do think flowers are really good. That's always a nice surprise. They're beautiful and they don't take up a ton of space.
And your favorite just because gift to receive?
I don't want anything. I thank you, but I don't want anything.
I think you'll very much enjoy the just because gift that I gave you today.
There's something so loaded about a just because gift from
you. It's a brooch. Because I'd like to broach this conversation with you.
Yeah, I see. So it's like a diamond encrusted gold brooch worth tens of thousands of dollars. And even though it's just because, now you kind of expect me to owe you a favor.
I don't expect to owe you. You do owe me.
Yeah, so it's not just because.
Yeah.
That's loaded.
Herbie style.
It's Herbie fully loaded. Rachel asks, happy early birthday, Amir. Well, this was just before your birthday, I guess, that we asked for these questions. How would you describe entering this new chapter of your life?
Wow. 40. 40s. This is 40.
This is 40.
So far, it feels the same. Although I do hear that if you don't eat grains, at least for breakfast and lunch, you'll have improved mood and energy. So maybe I'll try that going into 40.
Oh, I see.
To see if I can reinvigorate and jumpstart my energy and diet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
There was this podcast about praising the idea of solving, I guess, more serious mental issues with diet. Mm-hmm. And it's it's not just for people with schizophrenia. It's it's also just for anybody can try it just to see if it is helpful for you.
Right. So what do you mean no great, not even oatmeal in the morning?
Yeah, exactly. The idea is to starve your body of the carbohydrate energy throughout the day so that you feel lighter.
Oh.
And then if you do have carbs, you try to have it at night when you're trying to go to bed soon anyway.
That was my wedding diet.
Yeah. And how did it make you feel?
It was the best year of my life.
But then it tastes good to have bread and rice, so it's hard to just
mealtime was a little bit sad. Yeah, for sure.
But I've never tried a diet.
Yeah.
I've tried to eat healthier in general, but I've never been I'm not going to have any fruit or breads.
And this diet is not even about your body, it's about your mental state.
Yeah, I'm just out of curiosity. It's the extreme version is the keto diet where you literally starve yourself of this energy and your body uses your own fat to survive.
So isn't a banana that's
correct?
Carb.
No banana.
So what do you have? What are you gonna have for breakfast?
Eggs.
Nice. Did you have that this morning?
I didn't have anything this morning.
So skipped breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
For lunch, you're gonna do no grains as well.
I haven't really committed to the diet yet, but I'll just say.
I'm gonna be with you basically for every meal for the rest of the week. Let's do it. You're not allowed to have grains.
I'm not allowed to have grains.
You're not allowed to have grains.
Just because New York City pizza's pretty good.
Well, you can have it for dinner.
You can have a piece of cauliflower.
Cauliflower
with heavy whipping cream.
And how'd you like some ham and cheese? Loose in your hand, please.
Dan. Oh, wait. We didn't talk about the gift you got me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I haven't quite enjoyed it yet.
Right.
But for my big BD, mm-hmm. you got me tennis lessons.
That's right. I figured you suck at tennis.
Not really.
And I was like, is there Ultimate somebody premise. Out there? Excuse me. Is there someone out there that could make this hopeless lunatic just a little bit, like, could I pay someone enough cash to get you to hit the ball over the net, to hold the rally, to be able to keep score? Because, you know, in tennis, it's different. It's like
15, love, 30. Yeah, exactly, yeah, I 50, know the scoring yeah.
And you change sure. sides every time. It's a little confusing. And there's also the court, which you
change
were,
sides every time.
You don't understand. Last time I played with you, you couldn't open the fence to get in to the court.
The fence was jammed. Yeah. Doesn't mean but I don't know how to hold a rack.
Because there's singles, there's score. Singles yes. lines, and then there's the doubles alley.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I know the doubles alley.
And you know the net has to be mm-hmm. how high?
Yeah, I don't know how high. It's yeah. just fucking there, and I have to hit it over the net. What is it, 3 feet or right. some shit?
One bounce, two bounces, you have to throw the serve up.
One bounce.
There's a lot of things that you don't understand about tennis. And you I'm know that you hold four. The racket. There's
you
the head
grips.
Of the
racket. Yes, and
there's
you hold
the head
the
of the racket. I'm telling you, there's the head of the racket where
that's
you have
what you
the
hit
strings.
With the ball. Yeah.
And then you want to hit the ball with the
correct.
Strings,
yeah.
and then you're holding it on the.
I'm already so far past that. The
you
lessons
ate,
would be.
Last time you ate a can of tennis balls.
Because I thought it was a soup. I really did think it was soup. But that's not because I'm not good at tennis.
So, yeah. So I texted. So I texted some guy who hosts like a clinic.
How did you find this guy?
I think I believe I searched on Yelp, like best tennis lessons, or I think I just Google searched tennis lessons Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Then there was Yelp. Then I was like clicking around trying to find the courts near to your house.
Yeah.
And then I found there was like a website for this guy that had a bunch of pros that do lessons at the courts that you play at.
Interesting. And is it a tennis pros and tennis hose themed lesson? Or
yes,
is that
tennis,
just...
tennis golf pros and tennis hose.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people wear a mini skirt.
Right. And you're going to come having had a yeah. bottle of Kettle One.
But it's gluten free. So it's totally fine.
Yeah. So I texted this guy or I emailed him. Then he emailed me back and he's like that he responds faster on text. Mm-hmm. So I started texting him trying to figure out the time to go. And he's kind of just like, it doesn't seem like communication is his strong suit. Maybe he's a really good tennis player.
Got it.
But I was trying to find a time for a private lesson. And he was, every single time I suggested, he was like, well, that's when I have the group lessons. Got you should it. Just do a group lesson. And I was like, I don't think you, Amir, would like a group lesson. But then
with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Then I was also remembering that you said you've only played with Cohen for the last like
2 years.
I'm like, you know what? Maybe he does need to play
with strangers.
With some strangers one time.
Yeah.
So I got you one group lesson and one private lesson. The group
wow.
lesson is happening first.
Yeah, and he was trying to schedule it with me, but I'm here. So right. when I go to back to LA,
you're
we'll
gonna
get
do
that
the group
lesson. Yeah,
wow,
that's gonna be a real poo-poo platter of people that I'm gonna be hitting
yeah.
balls with.
He said it's a bunch of people, and you play like mini games
yeah.
and like do drills.
Yeah, I see them sometimes when I'm playing with Cohen.
Do There's you really?
Like, yeah, a group of like 12. They're going back and forth, King of the Hill, stuff
yeah.
like that.
That's awesome. Do they look like they're your age, or are they teenagers?
They're like in between 20 and 50. So
oh wow,
some right. older, some younger, some good, wow. some not. As
so
good.
You actually might make some friends. Will you try to get Cohen to take it too?
No, because I want to advance past him.
Right.
Yeah, if he takes it, then we're both improving at the same rate.
I see, yes.
Yeah,
so and you want to really sort of kick continue. His ass
Yes,
next time.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Love it.
Either that or the tips will get in my head and I won't be able to beat him anymore.
Yeah. All right, well, let me know how it goes. I'm very curious. Oh, and also we're playing paddle tennis tonight.
Right, so we'll have an update on that too.
Yeah.
That might also affect my tennis game.
You and I have both never played paddle tennis, but we like racket sports.
Right. Paddle tennis, which is different than pickleball.
Yeah, which is different than squash, which is different than racquetball.
A lot of racket sports.
Yeah, but I had a great time playing squash. I've heard good things about pickleball. I feel like I like paddle tennis. Micah said it's the most fun he's ever had.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
High praise.
Yeah, should be good. Jeff the I don't know what his... Oh, Jeff the tweeter says, is Jeff being removed from the company?
How would he know that?
I don't know. Yeah. So Jeff is being forcibly removed from HeadGum. He's being disbarred
Is that a gradual phase out, do you imagine, or do you imagine it's sort of
I think we have to slam the door at some point.
Cold turkey.
We have to just call it.
Change the key card.
Yeah.
It's a sunk cost, basically.
Right. He's been with us since he was 18. Is that true?
Maybe even earlier, yeah.
Wow.
He's young for his grade or whatever.
Yeah, he's been with us basically since the beginning.
And he's 25 now.
That's crazy.
Almost a third of his life has been spent
trolling us,
poisoning our water, as it were.
Yeah, it's funny. Also, like his first summer as an intern, he was just like, you know, a normal, happy, wanted to do anything kid. And then when we I think we were joking around about making sketch videos, and that was when we did like a Jeffrey the Dumbass sketch.
Yeah.
Almost like improvised how dumb he was.
He could be.
And then he's like, basically slowly become that character.
He's running with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unlike me and you working at College Humor.
Yeah.
It's like Jeff and Riley working at HeadGum.
Definitely. Where you kind of like, at a certain point, people are like, is Jeff really like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. And is Amir really like that?
And we both
the answer
are.
Is, it's there somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
All Jeff, everything he says is in earnest.
If you're that normal character all the time,
yeah,
are you just that person too?
Burning nerd. How do you get in the mood/zone
interesting
to write something when you aren't feeling it?
When you aren't feeling it is the hard part.
Yeah.
It usually just takes one joke to get us going.
Yeah. It's just like going to the gym. You don't want to go to the gym, but once you're there, you're there. And once you've like started working out, you're working out and you can kind of like do it better. I think the hardest part is like, I don't feel like starting to write, but once you like write that first sentence,
it's also easier with a partner, much like the gym. If
you're
meeting somebody there, you're like, okay, now I gotta go because he's gonna be there at 8 and he's gonna judge me if I'm not there.
That's true.
To go by yourself is a little more harder.
That's
to
true.
Self-motivate.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing that keto thing together.
Yeah. You should, if you are worried, like this person should take a spin class, because like if they don't want to go to the gym, I feel like just signing up for the class makes them.
So what's in that metaphor, what do you imagine the writing part to be?
Huh?
If you're signing up for
writing?
A spin class. I thought you said writing.
Writing. You could take a writing class. You could take a course.
You should get me a writing tutor. So the first one's a group class and the second one is one-on-one. Brian Wynn asks, what snack food mascot is the hottest?
Hottest? Oh, snack food mascot. We got Trix Rabbit, pretty hot because he's naked.
Yeah. Tony the Tiger is jacked.
Tony the Tiger is jacked.
The Keebler elves aren't too unzaddy.
That's a menage.
Yeah.
Captain, what is Captain Crunch?
Yeah, Captain Crunch can get it.
Because Captain Crunch
he's
has like
admiral
authority.
Yeah.
And that's hot.
And
like, that's
I
a
love
life,
a man in
that's
uniform.
That's a life of service. The least you can do is blow him.
Yeah, exactly.
He gave a lot for his king and country.
Yeah, the honeycomb bee is zaddy.
That's right.
But for me, the Wendell and his chefs who are friends on the
true
box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch have dad bod energy.
They definitely do. And Cuckoo, the Cocoa Puff bird.
Sunny.
Sunny, I kind of think that like sometimes someone who's like a little bit unhinged is like hot because they're good in the sack.
That's really
They'll
nice.
Toss you around.
If I search Cinnamon Toast Crunch Chef's Lemon Party, do you think that's already been animated?
100%.
100%?
I'll say 100%. It might be crude, but
yeah,
I think yes.
At the very least a sketch.
Yeah.
So let's see. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Chef's.
Mm-hmm.
That is the three chefs.
Oh, it
right?
autofilled. You searched this before. Wow, a purple link.
What are their names? The Case of the Missing Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Chef Wendell. Okay.
Oh, so no.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Chef's Lemon Party.
You have to search images.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Let's see if my save search is on.
If there's nothing, that's a hole in the market. We can fill that void.
We can fill those holes. I bet we can find it, but I have to. Oh, save search is on. Do some real digging, dark web style.
Wow, I feel like that was a flex just now to say your safe search was on,
or the fact that I don't even know.
Right, that you like. That's how infrequently you look at porn.
Well, I don't. My porn isn't Google image searching.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you use Chrome for porn? Or you have a different browser.
I have a different browser. I use their app, and it is proprietary.
Proprietary browser app.
Cold Brew NY asks, worst food city?
Oh.
So what city's food is sort of a nothing burger? And can you order a nothing burger? Boston? Like Chicago has pizza, New York has, you know, international cuisine. Right. LA is like hole in the wall taco places.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Boston got?
Yeah. Boston
beans?
I feel like I never, the thing is I'm usually on tour when I'm visiting a city and we're eating like in the green room and then like getting a drink after a show.
Right.
I really rarely get to be like, oh, what's the, like the best restaurant in this town?
Yeah.
And I'm sure Boston has good stuff, but it doesn't seem like they have their own thing.
Yeah. Is there a hipster part of Boston? There probably is, but I have no idea what it would be.
Yeah. I mean, I was just there.
What's the Brooklyn of Boston?
I don't know. I really don't know. Cambridge?
That's really cool. Anything next to a school. Yeah. Boston's like appeal is that it's really old. Not there's not like a lot of like warehouses converted. I say that as somebody that hasn't been there in 11 years, so I might be wrong.
And I might be too. But to me, it all feels kind of like New York's financial district down there.
Yeah, exactly. Like after 9 p.m., it's kind of a ghost town.
It's like a TD Bank and that's it.
Peanut butter and fluff or peanut butter and jelly ass hurricane is coming. I've never had fluff.
Huh?
I've never had fluff. Peanut butter and fluff. Oh, it's like a marshmallow spread. I see.
I've never had fluff either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is a perfect time to try it with our new low-carb diet. I assume there's not much sugar in marshmallow paste, right?
Yeah, definitely not. White bread, fluff, and Skippy peanut butter, which they add sugar to. I mean, even peanut butter and jelly, I only think is pretty good. I basically like peanut butter the most.
I actually recently started eating Uncrustables, which is like a very American kid snack, because we had some at the HeadGum office in the freezer.
Yeah.
Never had it. Basically started eating those when I turned 39.
Yeah.
You take them out of the freezer, let it thaw for 45 minutes, and then you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without crust.
I had one when you suggested it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really great. This guy, all right, wait. Asher. Asher writes, who would be better at hosting the other's podcast? Example, Amir hosting NADPOD versus Jake hosting Buckets.
Interesting. Well, you don't host Buckets.
You host Buckets.
Sorry, you don't host NADPOD.
Right, I'm one of the hosts. Like, yeah. I guess, like, put me in on Buckets or you in on NADPOD.
I could easily do what you do. You couldn't touch my jock strap when it comes to doing what I do. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And I do
Let's
want that
cool
to
down.
I mean, Let's very cool.
Because cool. when you play on NADPOD, you need Murph to roll your dice for you.
Yes. Okay. Because my wrist hurts when I hold them too much and I don't know which one to roll.
Yeah.
It would be fun to do a swap one episode. Actually, a whole HeadGum swap could be fun.
Oh, everybody, we just line up all the podcasts and everyone moves one place to the right.
Right. So they used to do that on like NBC Thursday night. Like, whoa, like the cast of Suddenly Susan is visiting Carolina City.
Oh, yeah.
Like
a mix and match. The HeadGum universe, we should expand.
Right. So you could host any show. Like you would host High and Mighty instead of Gabrus.
Yeah. I wonder if I could host any HeadGum show for a day, what I would want to host.
I think I would do Doughboys because they get to eat at a fast food restaurant and just talk about it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Maybe I'd do Newcomers and I would just already know everything about Lord of the Rings.
Right. It would be for a nerd franchise you haven't really dug into yet.
Interesting. I'd be into that.
Is there a nerd thing that you haven't, has escaped you?
I guess I've like seen the Star Trek movies, but like I don't know anything about the show. And that's pretty big.
Star Trek Next Generation could be a good one for you.
Yeah.
You should just do that anyway.
Maybe. But I feel like I host enough podcasts.
Well, you should host one more and bring back the GOAT show.
Oh God, I remember. Yeah. If I could host anyone, it'd be my old show.
Okay, let's take another break. Yep. Thank another sponsor. Come back and answer more questions. Here's a good one. Have you ever mowed a lawn? Cliffhanger.
Whoa.
Cliffhanger.
Nice.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Okay, we teased this up earlier, and it's finally here. James Gnomes asks, have you ever mowed a lawn?
The million dollar question. We have different answers, I think.
You have and I have not.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never mowed a lawn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's living in the Northeast versus Los Angeles.
Yeah, did people just constantly mow lawns?
I think having gardeners is much more of a thing in LA.
Because it's a 12-month year upkeep.
Maybe, like, yeah, I just remember, like, when I moved to LA, most of, the apartments that I was renting were, like, and it comes with a gardener that you don't pay for.
Right.
So maybe that was just, like...
Hopefully somebody's paying for it.
Yeah, someone trimmed your lawn and stuff.
Right.
It just wasn't you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, in our neighborhood, we always did it.
Did you ever do the thing where it's, like, can I mow your lawn for cash?
No, but I would like have to mow my grandparents' lawn and they would give me $5.
It seems dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it can be, I guess. There's the blade is protected. You'd have to I've definitely heard stories of like people's foot getting run over by it or something.
Yeah. Did you ever do the sitting down and driving the lawnmower?
I've done that before on like somebody else's grass where they had the ride-on mower.
That's cool.
But yeah, we never had that. I just did the push. And we had a pretty big yard.
And then what about the edges? Are you using that that whip thing that cuts off the edges?
It wasn't like that. It was just like, yeah, the grass is getting long, you gotta go outside and cut it.
All right, yeah. Maybe I'll do that one day. I also haven't changed a tire.
Yeah, I've never done that either.
Yeah. I've seen AAA do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems doable in a way.
Yeah. I think if I were in that scenario, I have faith in my ability to read the instruction manual properly and figure it out.
On a car jack, yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely watch a YouTube video and get it done.
Yeah.
But I feel like oftentimes when it happens, it's like you're stressed, you're in the middle of nowhere, you don't have service, it's mm-hmm. raining. Mm-hmm. You need to have that kind of like, I can do it on the fly. I can't do that.
There's also like different levels of car jacks. There's like really nice ones. And then there's like the easy one that your car comes with. And that mm-hmm. one's like, you can't be on a hill. Don't do it this way. Don't do it that way. Your car might fall down and land on you. So I'm like, yeah. I'm just not going to try right. this.
The stakes are really high.
Yeah. I've changed my wiper blades.
Yeah.
Those are easy.
Wipers 1, 2, 3. Shout out.
Yeah. Snap them on, snap them off. What's a lie you've told your partners in the past that backfired? 74MD. A lie that you've told. I guess we could just open it up to anything. A lie that you've ever told that backfired.
I don't know. Oh, a lie that backfired. I mean, I feel like most of my lies I get away with.
I would say I lie to my parents more than anybody else.
Really?
And it's to like not worry them.
Yeah, and have any of those ever backfired?
I'm sure they have because it's eroded decades of trust between me and them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like, I said I wasn't going to be here, now you caught me here.
Right.
That's never happened to me, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's just like some kind of cheating thing. Definitely cheated on somebody and said that I didn't, then they found out.
Oh, yeah.
I cheated on someone multiple times.
And they
said it was only once.
Yeah.
And then it found out it was more than once.
Right.
That happened for sure.
Yeah.
So,
and did they catch you?
They caught me. They saw an email from someone.
Oh, interesting.
That was pretty damning.
Yeah.
Very damning.
Evidence wise.
Yeah.
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 So I guess it's that.
Amir, I want to get into basketball but never watched a game. When do I start and what do I do? You sort of got into basketball when we were living together and then sort of faded away.
Yeah. I mean, I think the playoffs are a good time to do it.
Because there's stakes.
Yeah. To me, they're like right now, there's just a lot of basketball games on all the time.
It just doesn't mean anything. It's a regular season.
It's a long season. Like they play, how many games do they play? 90, 100?
Yeah, 82.
They're kind of, and they're on different times. It's just like hard to keep track of. Mm-hmm. But I think playoff basketball is good because then you kind of learn the best teams, you learn the best players. And sometimes you end up falling in love with the team just based on like something fun that happens in the playoffs. And then the next year you can be like, okay, well now I'm an OKC Thunder fan. I'm going to follow them.
Right.
Game by game.
And it helps to watch with a fan who's like explaining like that guy used to be on this team and now they hate each other.
Right. Because there's a lot of drama. And I think that also, that definitely helps making emotional stakes. And I think that when you learn things like that, when you learn some of the storylines, you kind of find out who your favorite player is.
Right.
Because that was what got me into the NBA for a while, too. I was just like, I love LeBron, so I'll just like anywhere he goes.
Right. And you were a Cavs fan for a little, and then you were a Lakers fan for a little.
Yeah. And I'll always be a LeBron fan.
And he's still good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but he's been good for 20 years now.
It's pretty insane. Yeah. Pretty insane. So, choose a favorite team, choose a favorite player. Good time to do it is the playoffs.
Right. If there was one thing you could be good at, asks Your Boobs Are Big, that you're not good at currently, what would it be?
It's really small, but I suck at throwing.
It's not really small.
Everybody talks about
Everybody
that.
Brings it up. not a good thrower.
I don't have good hand-eye coordination. And I do think that I'm athletic. I think that I'm strong. Yeah. I think that I am actually an elite athlete in a lot of regards. Ow. Truly did just hit the mic.
Blood everywhere.
Also oh, here anemic. We go. I think it would be nice to have better hand-eye coordination.
Catching or throwing?
I'm definitely fine at catching. And I can throw a football, but like there's something about the act of throwing like around baseball that like my hand like spasms when I throw it.
Did that just happen or was that already there? That's your burn.
That's my burn, yeah. From last week when we talked about it. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah. That's not close to healing.
It doesn't hurt anymore. Yeah. But I'll tell you what,
scar.
It had, so like I ran under cold water.
Yeah.
I put the Band-Aid on it right away with the Neosporin. And for 2 days, this blister, it didn't pop. But one day it kind of like raised and Jill was like, maybe you should pop it. And it's like, I don't think there's any liquid in it. It feels like it's just like, it's all air.
Yeah.
And then I went to the gym and I was using like a dumbbell and it popped it. But like only in the tiniest little corner. And I like realized that it was kind of like leaking.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, did the blister pop? And I pressed it just a little bit and it sprayed.
Sprayed against the mirror?
Thankfully on me and not on anything else.
Almost
and
like
and
a I washed, leak.
Yeah. I washed the dumbbell, but then I tried to take a video because I knew it was going to be amazing.
Right.
But I went to the bathroom.
Tried to squeeze more out and it was dry.
No, it came out like a, yeah.
So
like
you have a video?
No, because I couldn't prop my phone against anything.
Yeah.
And I was too excited to get it done and I was afraid it was going to leak.
Can you hold me? Oh, are you doing a bench press? No, I have to lance this boil and I think it'll really fucking explode.
Hold my phone. Open your mouth. What do you think you would want to be good at?
It's the tennis thing for me.
Yeah.
I'd like to be better.
I mean, that's so attainable.
Yeah.
I guess so is throwing.
Yeah. Throwing is doable. I think, did you ever play baseball growing up?
I did.
I did not. And I feel like there's a disconnect between me and people who learn how to throw a baseball like at age 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know how to just do it.
Definitely. I feel like when I see somebody and they're like, oh, throw me this thing, I feel like it's a 50-50 shot that I'll throw it to them or that it will like go such on like a violent
downward trajectory
the other side of the room that it will be like I did it on purpose.
I'm gonna get you a throwing lesson.
I would love that.
Yeah,
I would love for somebody to step. I would actually really like just to have me on like an indoor football field.
Yeah.
Like just big AstroTurf, completely empty. No one's there. Me with a bunch of balls, tennis ball, lacrosse ball, golf ball.
Yeah, different balls.
And just somebody that will coach me through it, spend a day, few hours, teach me how to huck things.
I'm going to show you this. This is funny. I follow a quarterback academy on Instagram.
Really?
It's my most obscure Instagram follow. This could be my unsolicited advice. Because they just showed me a random video from it once. And so I followed them.
Is it guys throwing different stuff or is it all footballs?
It's all footballs, but like the technique and like the slow motion and the way it looks is like, wow, that looks awesome. How do they do that? Like it look when I'm watching them do it, it seems easy and fine. But like I know I can't toss it this way. I want to pull one up just to show you.
Yeah. I feel like football, for whatever reason, I think because it's like such a unique throwing motion.
Yeah, it's meant to be thrown in a very specific way.
I'm not good at throwing it, but I can throw that more reliably than like
a baseball.
Yeah. I mean, this past week at my shows, I tried to throw a blueberry into my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that either. The way that I threw it up was like, it didn't even come as high as my mouth. Like, I just have such bad kind of like signaling to my muscles.
Right. What about
everything I do is like hold on to something, you know, like
like you're secure in that, and then you
like riding a bike, rock climbing. I think my hands are just like more used to like knowing when to squeeze and grip than to like release. I don't know anything about that.
And also juggling. Are you good at juggling?
Oh yeah, I can juggle.
That's sort of similar.
Yeah, it is. But the stakes of juggling are a lot smaller. I feel like throwing is often like you're throwing it to someone and they're going to see how bad you are at it.
That's right.
That's my fear.
So these are just cool quarterback throws and they always have like tight spiral. Like it's just like a really quick clip of a guy just fucking throwing rockets.
Yeah.
And it seems easy, but like I can't do that really.
Right. No, that's insane.
Yeah. He's whipping it fast.
Yeah. And it's big. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
My hands are the wrong size. And now I have this blister.
This is you talking to the coach day one. All right. One last one. The ball just disappears so fast and in a tight, straight line.
Yeah. These guys are also so good that like they're throwing it. Their guys just like standing, getting the ball like chucked over their head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that level of trust. I'd be like, oh, they're throwing something. I need to walk behind them because, you know. When you throw something, it's a roll of the dice.
Well, not for you.
Not for normal them. People.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, one last question.
Sure.
I saw one good one. Okay, friend Fresco Ernesto asks, what would you recommend to a mid-20s fan whose sense of humor has been warped from years of watching your videos? So they like Jake and Amir. Now it's like, what should I watch in addition to that?
I've heard I Think You Should Leave.
Yes, that's very absurdist and funny.
Dave, I've heard. I never watched comedy, but
Dave is good.
These are things that I've heard.
Dave's a little more like cerebral and weird than strictly funny. I Think You Should Leave is a good one.
Okay,
I would say The British Office. It's 12 episodes, and there's a lot of like Amir stuff in it.
Right, that was an influence of ours.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I guess Arrested Development is like probably my favorite comedy of all time.
Also absurdist.
I also imagine this person's already into it. But
okay. So those are three options for you. Okay. And then I guess you can watch the NFL playoffs too.
Yeah.
I model a lot of my comedy after Joe Burrow.
I just feel bad for the Bills is all.
Yeah. They lost at home in a snowy fashion.
Yeah. Shouldn't have happened.
You never want to lose and it's also snowing.
Yeah.
Because you're like cold. Right. And sad.
And you're supposed to win in the snow.
Exactly.
In Buffalo.
And then you go home and you're just in Buffalo still.
Yeah.
But you're not like enjoying the good parts of Buffalo, which is like the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It's just like now I'm in Buffalo and it's late January.
Yeah. It's rough. But next year is their year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it takes one more year after the adversity. Yeah. Exactly. So who are you rooting for now? There's four teams left at the time of recording. Potentially the Super Bowl already happened, so you have to choose wisely.
Yeah.
The Niners, the Eagles, the Bengals, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I guess probably the Bengals.
Yeah, I think so too. Joe Burrow is cool.
Yeah. And he didn't win last year, and I think it'd be fun for him to win this year.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
But also the 49ers haven't won in a long time either, right?
The 49ers
Last time they had a chance was Colin Kaepernick when the Ravens won, right?
Yeah, and they lost to the Chiefs like a few years ago as
yeah.
well. Jimmy G lost.
So I wouldn't mind
a Niners
win.
Joe Montana style.
Yeah, but the Eagles won recently, and I mean, I like that team, but I
you
feel
don't
like
want
Eagles,
fans from Philadelphia
yeah,
to be
the
happy.
Fans are kind of insufferable.
Yeah.
and
the Kansas City Chiefs.
They just won too recently, and they... Even though Burrow beat the Bills, I don't hold it against him as much as that game where the Chiefs beat the Bills in like the last like 38 seconds.
The Mahomes magic.
Yeah, that was tough to watch for me.
Okay, so let us know how we did. We're hoping the Bengals won the Super Bowl. Hopefully by the time you're watching this, they already have.
Oh, yeah. And we should do a Super Bowl bet this year, too.
And retroactively post it to Twitter or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you guys for watching or listening, however you consume this.
That's right.
Thanks to Emma for getting here early and setting this up for
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Emma.
Dominated once again. And if you have any of your own questions or theme songs, send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Exactly.
We're obviously running low on theme songs because we're playing diss tracks against us.
Yeah, that's true.
And for more of us on video, you can check out our Patreon.
Patreon.com/JA. And also thank you to John Grimm, who's editing.
Thank you to Emma for producing. Thank you to Grimm for editing.
That's right.
Thanks to Jake for being here.
Thanks
I know
to
you
for
didn't
want to,
you sort of fought not to do this anymore.
I don't like you. You don't like me. But let's just get this show posted and done so we can get paid so we don't have to talk for another week.
Yeah. And exactly. We will be here next week for sure.
Yeah.
Let's hear that theme song one more time. Thanks,
thanks everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Yo, Jeff, as per my email, I'm going to leave this intro in because your Venmo hasn't gone through yet, so I'll just wait on that before sending you the final. Diss tracks aren't free, man. Fuck Amir Blumenfeld and fuck that dumbass Jake. Better chew on the thoughts of the Head Gum Podcast fate. How the number one best show that rocks the leader get canceled by a duo of ass and nut eaters. This whole show is a turdy. Y'all done Jeffrey James dirty. While this mic gets all Midas, I'm tired of hearing your word streak. How you judging this man like everything's wrong? Y'all can barely make your own theme song. Like, whoa. And it's true. If I were you. Yeah. For real, Jeff, though, please do send me that money. That's fucked up. I keep getting the requests, but then it says that they're like, cancel, like your account's suspended or something. So just... In fact, if you guys hear this, maybe you can...
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.